Fact 10, the CAB. This month, David Potten has covered a topic which does seem to be affecting more and more people. I hope that maybe the information will be useful either for you or for you to pass on if necessary. Here's Tony.
I don't usually say this, but I hope you do not need this month's advice. It looks at one of the most frequent subjects we are asked to advise on, but I don't think we've ever referred to it in Just Talk. Only this week, more than half the clients I saw raised issues relating to divorce or separation. No two divorce cases are the same. They may involve issues relating to housing, financial support, future pensions, child custody, child access, or child maintenance. One of the first questions we usually ask when divorce is an issue, have you thought about mediation? We often have to explain that this is not marriage guidance. Mediators accept that a couple have decided to separate and aim to help the two parties reach an agreement on the issues they need to address. Mediation is not usually free, but it is much cheaper than using solicitors, and mediators hope to keep the conversation amicable. Where housing, financial, or children issues have to be resolved, the courts usually ask the divorcing couple if they have reached a mediated agreement. We have to answer many different questions in the context of divorce and to explain the actual process, which has been made much simpler in recent years. Applications can be made online or on paper forms. There is a fee, and if the applicant is on a very low income, receiving pension credit, for example, the fee may not need to be paid. The forms are not difficult to complete, but if you are divorcing someone else, you must know their address. If you do not, things can get very difficult. You also need to have an original or certified copy of your marriage certificate. I will only mention one of the many other questions that are often raised. That is, do I have the right to stay in my home? The answer is often yes, especially if the house is jointly owned or rented. But of course, this means that both partners have the right to stay, and what happens to the house will have to be settled amicably, or if mediation cannot resolve the issue, by the courts. If you need advice on finding a mediator or on any other topic, you can contact Norfolk Citizens Advice. Please note that the Norwich office is at 83 to 87 Pottergate, Norwich, NR21DZ. It is open from 10 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, with a half-hour break from 12:30 to 1 o'clock. You can drop in or call us on 0800 144 8848, or you can make an inquiry on our website. That's www.ncab.org.uk.
Thank you for that, Tony.